It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
The approach of Father's Day always brings me back to the garden and the background of gardening in my father's family. Daddy's clan opted to be part of a small population of Okies who stayed in the Dirty 30s. As friends and neighbors tried to escape the drought and dust storms by migrating to sunny California, many wound up facing an even harder existence in agricultural work camps. Daddy's family took any kind of work in Oklahoma or Texas that they could find, on farms and drilling rigs, gas stations, or help-yourself laundries. As a young teenager, Daddy at times brought home the only money available when he herded sheep for a 25-cent piece a day. He also helped keep a garden going for much of the year, thus providing fresh food for the table and canned food for the cold times. This love and respect for growing things stayed with him all his life, and when he could no longer care for himself and his own, my mother and I made sure a garden was always available to him. His trek through the trials of Alzheimer's meant that we eventually planted food and flowers in a number of nursing home landscapes, always with him sitting on a shady bench and watching our progress. Since I often bring my family into my Growing on the High Plains stories, I thought today might be a good time to look at a few simple rules of the gardening road that I learned during those times. First of all, consider the care that will need to be provided during gardening season and choose annuals, perennials, and vegetables that have simple care requirements of once a week or less. Then plan to do most of that work yourself during your visits. Don't expect the staff of the residence to have the time or energy, so try to form a volunteer maintenance team of friends and relatives to pitch in when needed. Consider using some time and energy-saving tools or gadgets like on-off switch nozzles, lightweight hoses, drip lines, and a mulch that will lighten the watering load and the weeding chores. Consider bloom schedules when planning your plantings so you have some color available at all times. Iris, marigolds, and mums give various seasonal colors, don't use a lot of water, and will usually grow well in most conditions. Don't forget veggies in your garden plan. Cherry tomatoes are fun to harvest, could take the place of a shrub in the overall scheme, and provide lots of pride to the resident gardeners when served at mealtime. Raised beds and container gardens on tables are more reachable to many gardeners, but be sure to check for wheelchair clearance on table heights. And adding exercise opportunities tied to gardening activities is a real plus. If you have the space available, consider a walking path or a simple maze or labyrinth to make gardening more fun and challenging and to provide use of the area even in a non-gardening season. You might even consider an herb garden that combines walking paths with the wonderful scents and textures that say, "Please touch and enjoy," to the resident gardeners who love to spend time in the great outdoors. I know those small garden areas that provided something new and different, yet also familiar, helped make my father's final days more successful for all involved.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.